USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. During the White House press briefing on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack spoke to reporters about the economic hit farmers have taken during the pandemic.
The reality is today that farmers are losing money on cattle, on hogs, and poultry that they're selling at a time when consumers are seeing higher prices at the grocery store.
The Biden administration saying major meat packers are raising consumer prices and hurting farmers while recording record profits. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Folks in Mexico are recovering from an early morning earthquake.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are satisfied with how safe they feel while on the job. A new Gallup survey puts the number of workers who are completely satisfied at 72%. That number also applies when looking at how employees view their relationships with coworkers. The number sat just at 65% last year during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are looking into the vetting process of Afghan refugees.
A group of 32 House Republicans have sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding more information on the vetting process being used on the thousands of Afghan refugees arriving in the U.S. More than 31,000 have already arrived, and that number could grow to as many as 50,000 by the end of the month. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is one of those lawmakers who signed on to that letter and tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to know what these refugees did in Afghanistan.
Right now, the vast majority of people coming in as refugees are coming in on a parole. They're not SIVs. The vast majority are coming in as a parole that Homeland Secretary Mayorkas is able to use. We've asked for very specifics. We think there's a lot of generalities being stated out there. We don't know what they did in Afghanistan. What were they doing in Afghanistan, these individuals? There are a lot of them that were helping U.S. troops and soldiers and deserve certainly to receive SIV status, etc.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There are almost 11 million job openings across the United States. That's according to the Labor Department, which put July's number at 10.9 million. That's way above expectations, and it dwarfs the number of those looking for work. That figure is 8.7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.